So let's hear about your 74-year-old patient.
Right. So this lady also had a history of myelofibrosis that was diagnosed back in 2010. She had some peripheral vascular disease requiring surgery. She had a bone marrow originally showing 50% cellularity, features of megakaryocytic hyperplasia. The JAK2 mutation was positive and making diagnosis of myelofibrosis. She was predominantly anemic, which is something we see in almost 20% of the patients with myelofibrosis, that their original presentations are anemia. She had some treatment with ESA with some response, but then after that, her disease was progressing in terms of constitutional symptoms, progressive splenomegaly, but at the same time, she had worsening of her anemia. So she came to Moffitt for second opinion. We repeated the bone marrow, made sure that there is no accelerated phase of the disease. And given her constitutional symptoms, we recommended treatment with ruxolitinib. We adjusted the dose because the challenge in her case was that predominant anemia. She was transfusion dependent. She would often sometimes drop her hemoglobin down to the range of 5 grams. We did thorough workup looking into bleeding, hemolysis, but there was no evidence of alternative cause for the anemia. So eventually we got this patient enrolled on the luspatercept study, and she became actually transfusion independent since July, not needing any more transfusions. And she continues on the ruxolitinib as well.
Any tolerability issues, any issues with the injection with the luspatercept?
She had some like myalgias, but nothing more than that. She does have fatigue. She has other comorbidities, peripheral vascular disease. She had history of seizures, so she's on anti-epileptic medications. So she has this ongoing fatigue, but nothing really since additional, except probably some myalgias, arthralgias after starting the luspatercept.